Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're joined this afternoon, noticeably, with one of our comrades absent once again, joined by investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, it's good to be here. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. My understanding is that we can expect Mr. Keller's going to join us one day soon again. He's been teaching a lot, I take it?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of that has to do with Florida and Saturday. Florida becomes will no longer require you to bend the knee and beg permission.
That's
from
right.
The government.
It takes effect the 1st of July. That's right.
Yeah. So we're pretty happy about that. I think a lot of people want to get their training in before they start carrying a concealed weapon.
I don't know. You know, they say that it becomes the Wild West when you guys do that.
Well, you know, I got a couple extra squeegees for when the streets start running red with blood.
You're going to need them. You're going to need them, dude. You're going to need them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? Now I know that there's this article you dropped that is it sounds very interesting. So let's talk about that to begin with.
Well, it kind of hit like a bomb, and I'm pretty happy about that. I wish I could take credit for the idea. I cannot. This is all the brilliance of Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, and my boss. We were chit-chatting, and he said he would like some type of quantification on Biden's lies. He'd like to know a little more about them and how frequent they happen and what they are. So I started thinking and how to get that. And the White House maintains a pretty good set of transcripts of every time the president speaks publicly. And that could be anything from giving a campaign speech to the State of the Union,
right,
to waiting for a helicopter. So and it's a good searchable database. So I spent a couple of days searching that. And since he has been elected, brother, Biden has lied 304 times about guns at more than 65 public events. Now, and a lot of these are repeated, damn near all of them. You know, he has the thing about deer and Kevlar, Kano cannon, need an F-16, all that crap. But when you look at them and you total them up and you do some data interpreting and tabulating on them, the lie that he says most often is about the efficacy of the 1994 federal assault weapon ban, aka the Clinton gun ban. He has told that more than 40 times, how good that thing operated and what a boon that was for the country. Even though people may not remember, when the ban expired in 2004, DOJ did some research. They found it didn't have any effect on violent crime.
None.
And since then, two additional studies, one by the Rand Corporation, of all things, have found that it did nothing. But Biden has said that more than 40 times he's taken credit for it. And once he said that when it was in effect, mass shootings went down 70%. And then when it came back, you know, when it expired, when it sunset, violent shootings went up seven times what they were. But, you know, he can't keep his numbers straight, which most liars have a hard time doing.
Right.
In June, earlier this month, he just said mass shootings went down significantly, but when the ban expired, the mass shootings tripled. So the guy's a hard time keeping his lies all straight.
Well, yeah.
He did fictitious canon prohibition 6 times and in the year since he's been in office. And he said, you know, overthrow the F-16 4 times and 1 time of F-15. 1 time he said F-16. He just took credit for, you know, AR trucks up in New York. But the big issue he seems to have is the strangest lie I could find was about why the AR-15 is so popular. And I got to read the quote. Quote, and by the way, you know, one of the reasons why the AR-15 is so strongly supported by so many folks in that industry. Number one, it's the cheapest weapon to make, and it's the highest profit motive they have for any weapon that is made. It makes more money than an AR-15 to sell an AR-15 than any other weapon you can buy. And he said that June 20th at a campaign reception in a private home in California. So evidently, that's got the biggest margin then.
Hmm. I didn't know that. I wonder about.
I didn't know that either.
You know, isn't the AR-15 market sort of cratered at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the prices are coming down, thank God.
Yeah.
You can buy, I've seen strip lowers for around $40.
Yeah.
You know. Mm.
I wish I lived in a world where I could make Mayan statistics, too.
Yeah. He talks a lot about rogue gun dealers and how they're, you know, selling guns to people who aren't legally allowed to own them, you know, as gun dealers will do, right? But the funniest thing that I found is his opinion of the ballistic capabilities of the 5.56 round have shifted over time. In July 2022, he said that the most common AR rounds move twice as fast as a handgun round. A month later, he said that the velocity of a bullet coming out of an assault weapon is 3.5 times as fast as a bullet coming out of any other weapon. But in November 2022, he says, and I can point out all the time, what comes out of the muzzle of an assault weapon is 5 times quicker, faster than comes out of the muzzle of any other gun. It can pierce a Kevlar vest. And there are not a whole lot of deer out there wearing Kevlar vests. And by the way, he's mentioned deer in Kevlar vests a total of 16 times since taking office.
Yeah, that part always tickles me about him. But, I mean, so he discovered the rifle rounds are faster than handgun rounds.
Yeah, I know. Write that down. Hope all your listeners write that down. That's super important, and nobody knew that before.
It has nothing to do with the barrel or the way the ammunition is designed.
Right. But I still like the 5 times faster than any other round. Yeah, not really. But so what does this all mean? Well, I've got an opinion piece coming out later this week. This is just the findings, and then we have a whole list. If you click on, go to one of my sites, you can click on, you can see a chronological list of every single time he's lied. And trust me, it's a lot of reading. there's a lot there. The story just kind of distills it all down. And, you know, I don't think there's any other way to describe it than his lying, other than pathological.
No.
Well, and our president is a pathological liar.
I tell you what, hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. You can find what Mr. Williams writes, first of all, at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find it at Armed American News, and I suspect this is one of the pieces for Second Amendment Foundation, where he is the sole investigative reporter at saf.org on their investigative reporting project. All of this, absolute ammo in the fight against the anti-gunners. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Lee Williams about, well, we were just talking about, the pathological liar that is our president. How many, now in your notes, do you remember again how many times he threatened the United States with F-15s and F-16s?
Yeah. He said that you would need an F-15 to take apart the government, overthrow the government, four times. And once he said F-16. I'm sorry. Yeah. once he said F-16. And he lied about the colonial cannon prohibition six times.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's the president for you.
Yeah.
I didn't pay that much attention to him when he was a senator. Of course, back in the 90s when he was at the, I guess, the height of his power, I was hustling beer for a living, so I didn't have enough time to really spend looking at him and seeing what he's doing. You want to know the interesting thing?
Sure.
If you, now, you probably looked at this. All the polls that are out there showing how people feel about the United States and it's going in the wrong direction and this, that, the other, and all these other things involved. And a majority of people that say that still would pick him over Trump. Or so the polls.
Yeah, I've seen those polls. I can't agree with them. I mean, look at the polls when Trump ran against Hillary. And they were 90% that Hillary's going to win. I honestly can't put much stock in those polls. There's no way. I mean, people are sick to death of this guy and his constant lying. And that's pretty much what this is all about. And yeah, it does, it does give great ammo for anybody that wants to talk to anti-gunners and try and get them to see the truth. But I think, as far as assessing his character, that was more or less my intent with the story. I mean, you've got a guy that will lie and lie. And some of these, you know, by the way, I looked up the definition of pathological liar today, and that's what I've been working on all day. It really fits, especially their tendency to put yourself in the heart of these stories, to create stories where you take a starring role. And that's what Joe Biden's been doing, especially with guns. Remember, he, during the middle of duck season or deer season, he has said both, he patrolled the swamps in southern Delaware, which are full of sportsmen, and, you know, gave them heck for having a 20-round or a 30-round or a 100-round bag, and told them to their face they must not be a very good shot. And, you know, it's like the stuff where he's, you know, trying to spring Nelson Mandela from a South African prison, or traveling to Himalayas with the president of China. When you look at this psychologically, and again, I'm not a psychologist, this is freshman psych rearing its ugly head, what you find is pretty damn disturbing about the man. And, you know, he's always had trouble with the truth. He pretty much bowed out of his first presidential campaign when it was revealed how bad he plagiarized someone. But to see these numbers, I mean, I got a lot of traffic on social media today and people saying, well, I thought it'd be higher. Ha ha ha. 300 lies about specifically about guns, 304 to be exact.
Right.
Something's wrong with that, my brother.
Well, but I mean, I would you ought to sit down and look at your numbers and figure out how many times you use the same lie over and over again. And if there were any slight deviations to it, like five times as fast versus 20 times as fast, and all the other nonsense that they come up with, all these other stupid things they come up with. Because really, truly, if you were to look at the talking points of gun control, they have a little laundry list. They want to take and put, you know, make as many lists of prohibited people as they can. Universal background checks, assault weapon ban. What else would they want? Well, with the assault weapon ban, they would get a whole lot of things, because the way they would write it, it would make the Glock illegal.
Yeah, they would. They're going to go after semi-autos as opposed to just what they think constitutes an assault weapon.
Right.
There was some of that, but some of this stuff, man, is just so off the wall. I'm intimately familiar with the gun ban industry's playbook, and I'm fully capable of recognizing, you know, if they're going to go after semi-autos or they talk about this or that. He has only talked about pistol braces twice. that I could find, and of course lying both times. A lot of this stuff is just him, man, going off the rails, completely on his own, so to speak. I'm not recognizing a lot of talking points from the gun grabbers. So I think we're dealing with some type of mental health issue, as opposed to Joe going out there and just parroting anti-gun talking points.
Well, he's just demented. That's all. He's just lost his mind for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He's beginning to lose motor function, too. I mean, when you watch him walking around.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 80. Yeah, he's 80, but that's 5 years younger than my father. My father still gets out and cuts his own grass and drives a car everywhere and does all kinds of stuff and still has plenty of energy. So clearly at 80, he's becoming more and more and more infirm.
Well, and today, earlier this morning, he was questioned by a few reporters waiting for a helicopter. And he said that he believes Putin is losing the war in Iraq.
Yeah.
you know, it's time to take away his nuclear football and replace it with like an Etch-a-Sketch or something. I honestly don't think he'd notice.
No. He is definitely, I don't know where I would put him. I don't know where I'd put him in the spectrum. He is losing a grip on what is and is not reality.
Yeah.
So that will be something that continues to play itself out. I do believe that'll. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. We're coming up on the next break. Lee can be found at. First time I ever saw any of his stuff, it was at The Gun Writer. TheGunWriter.substack.com. Also, he started a little side project with a buddy of ours, Mark Walters. He and Mark created ArmedAmericanNews.com, which is an offshoot of both Lee and Mark's collaboration. And he is the sole investigative reporter of the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporter Project, and that can be found at saf.org. And this one will be one of the ones that everybody sort of downloads and copies and pastes and starts taking notes on all the stuff and using this, because this will be one of the things that points a lot of things out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Colleges and universities can no longer use race as a factor in their admissions decisions. That comes after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university's admissions policies were unconstitutional. President Biden strongly disagreeing with the Supreme Court's ruling.
The dissent states today's decision, quote, rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress, end of quote. I agree with that statement from the dissent.
Speaking from the White House, the president said colleges and universities should not abandon their commitment to ensure they have student bodies of diverse background and experience. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s last sibling, Dr. Christine King Ferris, has died. She was 95 years old. Dave Collins, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams. Guess what I have coming?
Oh, no. Something cool. There's no doubt about that.
Well, for you, you'll think it's very cool. And I'm very anxious just to try it out, just to see. So, I had a Staccato XC come through here. Man, that gun could shoot. But it was sort of big, you know, and it's sort of heavy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When I look at a handgun, I'm looking at it. Can I carry this in a kit? Can I carry this on concealed? And if I cannot, then it can shoot really, really, really good, but I think less of it, right? I just don't use it as much. So in a discussion with Staccato that I had after I got those guns and shot them, I said, do you know what would be cool? And they were like, what? And I said, if you were to take that compensator on the XC and stick it on the C2.
Oh.
And do you know what they said?
We'll try it.
No. They said, we already do. It's called the C2 Limited.
Oh, my God.
So that's coming this way.
Okay, that could be a real game changer, because you're talking about adding what in terms of length?
Probably, the C2 is roughly about the same size as a Glock 45.
Yeah.
So this would maybe make it the same size as a Glock 17.
So a negligible amount of space.
Negligible amount of space. And it's not a full on, you know, it doesn't take up all the space at the end. It's just a sort of a compensator incorporated into the barrel and everything on a threaded barrel. So, it's not quite the same as the XC, but at the same time, this is going to be an interesting gun to shoot when it finally gets here.
Yeah. I definitely want a range report on that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That gets me thinking. And I tried not to think a lot today. I spent a lot of time thinking earlier this week.
I'm sure. Well, this is a different direction for you to think.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, brother, I'm hearing horror stories down here. A lot of folks I know are, I'll just put it out there. A lot of guys I know are buying carry guns for their spouses, and a lot of spouses are less than happy.
Right. With?
With what they're getting.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, you know, the floodgates are opening on Saturday.
Sure.
So I have a neighbor, and he really knows a lot about guns, man, and he got his wife a Glock 42 to carry.
Okay. Ooh, the 380?
Yeah.
See, that gun is a little too small.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that. She's not a small girl. She could have handled a 19, and she hates it. She says it's too small for her hands. So let me just throw out there what I say when I'm asked to recommend a gun for a new shooter, be they male or female, is, you know, my solution is to go to a good gun shop where you're looking for a quality handgun made by an American manufacturer in the largest caliber that you can shoot comfortably, hopefully nothing smaller than 9 for a carry gun,
right.
380 if you absolutely must. But as far as the individual make and model, we had a gun dealer here who would bring out 15, and he'd set them on the counter, and the shooters, usually women, I would take them down there to pick the one that fits their hand best, because me trying to recommend a pistol for you or a new shooter, it's like me telling someone what kind of shoes they should wear. It has to fit them, and they have to
right.
They have to have some comfort with it. So, you know, the Glock 42 definitely wasn't for her. Too small,
right?
And another one got his wife the Ruger LCP. Now, I have an LCP. I'll throw it in a pocket as a second gun, but it's never my primary.
Right.
Because I can't hit anything beyond, you know, 2-3 meters with the thing consistently. So, a lot of weirdness going on down here. Our gun dealers have never been busier, which is great. And our trainers are seeing a lot of that a lot of extra work as a result. So much for that myth from the anti-gunners that, you know, once you get constitutional carry or unlicensed carry, nobody's going to get trained anymore. They're busier than hell, brother. I mean, right. Bob's a perfect example of that.
You know, I would think that in most adults nowadays, when they've heard so much about guns, and they've been, in some cases, they've been scared by them, but at the same time, they recognize the need and the utility.
Mm-hmm.
I would think they would just reason out, I've got a gun, I need to learn how to use it. I would say that if somebody doesn't know how to, doesn't own a gun and doesn't plan, you know, they're going to carry a gun, but they're not going to, quote unquote, train with a gun, especially a female, I would say go with that Smith & Wesson 642.
Not a bad choice.
Yeah.
I would say this, and we're encountering this down here too. There's a difference between training with a firearm and familiarizing yourself with the
right.
firearm. You can, and people don't seem to understand that. It's an important distinction. You could have your best friend take you into a range if you know nothing about firearms and show you how the bullets go in and how they come out. But in terms of actually shooting it and training with a firearm, you need a professional for that, especially if you're going to carry the gun concealed.
Well, I mean, it's a whole world of discovery and everything, and I mean, there's going to be, like, in, will they still have gun-free zones in the permitless carry Florida?
Yeah, we don't have as many as some of the blue states, but yeah, we still have the gun-free zones.
Right.
A few. And how are you going to learn about those from your buddy at the range who's showing you where the bullets go in and where they come out?
Right. You're going to have to go to somebody. I mean, here in South Carolina, for example, we do have gun-free zone, and we have the signs, but the signs have to be a certain height. The print in them have to be a certain height. The bar through the gun has to be at the correct angle, and it has to be placed in the right place, and it has to be placed everywhere that you can go in and out. And if any of those things don't fit, then the sign is not valid. Because the signs in South Carolina carry the weight of law. So when I go into a gun-free zone, if I have to go into one that has a sign, first thing I do is drive around the back and look at their back door.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, it doesn't have the sign.
So here, if there's a no-gun sign, I can carry when I go in, and if I'm caught, I'm told to leave. there you've actually violated the law?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
But now, then the fun dilemma is places like Costco, because supposedly Costco has a gun, no guns allowed policy, but they won't put the sign up.
Okay, then they don't have the policy.
Well, they have the policy. If you go into a Costco and they detect the gun, they're going to walk you out and ask you to get rid of the gun. Having said that, nobody's in there actively looking for people carrying guns, because I go in there all the time, and yeah, I carry a gun every time I go in. So some of the stuff that they've got, I wonder if they're, and we just don't know about it, but I wonder if the gun grabbing community did the same sort of thing that we see now with this ESG and DEI standards that are being placed on people, to where they're getting judged by various organizations and being told, well, if you don't do this, we're going to, we'll do this.
Yeah, we'll boycott you.
Yeah.
That would not be a surprise.
Right. So, anyway. Anyway, I that's interesting stuff for me. Anyway, but hang on one more time, if you will. This, you can find Lee Williams. You can find Lee Williams at, SAF.org, where he is the lone writer there, at armedamericanews.com, and at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is, you'll notice him, he's got an AR-15, very smartly appointed with a cap tourniquet strapped to it. Smart, smart idea. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams. And what would you like to what would you like to bite into now, please, sir?
Well, I broke down because I'm constantly trying to find a better ways and alternative ways to carry, and I finally bought one of those belly bands.
Which one did you buy? I love them, but I just don't know what a good one is nowadays.
I'm not sure I do either, but I will tell you the make of mine is an AO Mago, and they're all about the same price. They're all around $30.
Right.
You know, Florida is 95 degrees today and probably 95% humidity. So most of the time we're running around in shorts and a t-shirt.
Right.
I had never really experimented with these things very much. But man, they're comfortable and that pistol does not move.
The belly bands work. They work pretty good. I also, I run around in, I'm a radio bum, so I run around in sweats a lot of the times, and I run around in gym shorts a lot of the time. And even though I've been losing weight, I still do that because that's most of the clothes I got. And I found that sticky holsters work pretty good too. But
yeah, I've played with stickies before. Nothing but compliments for them. They don't move either.
No. But the belly band, on the other hand, the belly band has attachments that way you can have spare magazines. I just haven't ever found one where it has everything where I want it to be.
The thing I like about this is the holster is in one place. That you can't move. But you have two additional pouches, both of them with fasteners so nothing's going to fall out.
Right.
And you can fit a cat or a mag in either one of those. So I can position them right where I want. So I'm pretty happy with it. I've been trying it out for a while, and it seems to be working pretty good. No complaints whatsoever, actually. It's a neat hot weather alternative. I won't go to the off-body carry. I have the books, that you rip open and there's a pistol concealed inside. Yeah, I just can't do that. But I'm talking the C2 in the belly band, and that thing is not moving around at all on the body. I'm very, very happy with the way that's working out. And I can carry it at appendix or at 3 o'clock or at 4 or 5. It's just, I think it's a neat system. I haven't really paid that much attention to in the past. And, you get to do this for a living. Sometimes you get to have fun, and guys will send you neat stuff.
Indeed. A while back, I got to meet a listener, and he brought me a gun, and he gave me a CZ-P07.
Oh.
And I'm a big CZ fan. The P07, and for me, right, the CZ-P07 can be set up to run cocked and locked like a staccato.
Right. Jeff Cooper loved it.
Yep. So That's one of the guns that I sit back and say, okay, if I'm going to carry something that's a little lighter weight, this would be it. Now, I have just a regular old, I think, a We the People holster that just pops in and everything. He had holsters for the gun that he forgot about, and he sent them to me. And he sent me one of those caddy rigs. It's a appendix carry with the spare magazine on the front of it and everything.
Those
things are ingenious the way they design those.
Yeah, I've been a fan of those. I've got a couple. I prefer to carry my spare mag on my weak side.
Right.
But obviously, I mean, in that type of situation, you reach across your body to lift your shirt, you're there anyway.
Right. So.
Yeah, I don't think that's violating any kind of rules. Hey, it helps you carry a spare mag, and most people aren't. I like the horizontal, the all elastic band that fits right over my belt.
Right.
And I can put the mag in it that run parallel to the belt. I found that the most low profile to carry. And people, listeners should know, I mean, you and I have been carrying for decades. And I like the way Bobby describes it. You can throw one of these small itty-bitty pistols in your pocket, but you can't hit with them. You should know that you've got a gun on. I've yet to carry a decent handgun and have it be totally comfortable.
Right.
Down here in Florida.
The only place I can carry a handgun and be totally comfortable is in the small of my back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I have untreated scoliosis.
Oh.
I have an arch in my back so bad that if I ever get down to 2% body fat, it's still going to look like I have a stomach just because my back arches so severely. And I could probably conceal carry hide a sawed-off shotgun back there, one of those Mossberg shockwave things or whatever they call them.
Yeah, not a short-barrel shotgun.
Yeah, I probably hide one of those. So a handgun back there would be no issue either. But the only problem with that is if, you fall. That's the thing, though. I often wonder about that. Wouldn't I have to face the same issue if I fall on my side, on the side I'm carrying the gun? Isn't that going to hurt, too?
having fallen with guns carried openly and concealed firearms, it always hurts.
Yeah.
It's all going to hurt.
That's what I would have thought.
No comfortable way.
No. So, anyway. That's interesting and everything. I've got this appendix rig, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to carry appendix with this arch in the back, because it's always pushing. I'm pushing the way I arch. It's like I'm trying to expose that. Strong side, though, I have no issue with.
Well, it's all fun and games until you got to sit down with appendix carry.
See, I've wondered about that. I've wondered about
that. The knee is not that comfy. Not comfy.
How does Bob Keller carry?
He's appendix.
And what does he say about when he sits down?
I think he just takes it, I mean, hell, every time I've seen him carry, it's all been open because it's at the range.
Right.
And he's always carrying there. But yeah, I know when he does carry, he carries appendix and just probably stoically and quietly puts up with the discomfort when he sits down.
Well, I think it probably comes down to your body type. I've seen some guys that are really, really thin that can put have an appendix rig on them that looks about the size of a salmon platter. They can jam that into their belt and then just pull down their t-shirt and hide, the biggest Staccato they make. And, the magazines on the Staccato are gigantic with some of the extenders on them. They can hide that.
Oh, yeah. You see, that's what I'll carry when I carry concealed for spare ammo. I will carry an extended mag. Not in the gun, but
right.
God forbid I have to go to a reload in some type of tactical situation. Why not carry the most bullets you can if you can hide it easily?
Yep.
I won't carry that in the gun because that's just going to pattern like hell. But definitely carry that concealed.
You guys have no... is there any provision? What happens in Florida if your concealed carry weapon gets seen?
Before, there was a very famous case involving a gentleman of color down here who was charged with displaying, but over the years, and this is a while ago, I should know the name of the case, but I've got too many case names in my ever-shrinking head anyway.
Sure.
But now we fixed that. And 543, our new bill, our new unlicensed concealed carry bill, takes that into account. So you're not going to be charged with a crime. But I will tell you this, every time I mention it, I should also mention this. Every pro-gun group in Florida, including the one I'm on the board of Florida Carry, I'm talking Gun Owners of America, NRA, of course, NAGGER, every gun group here, for our next, legislative session, we have one goal, and that's open carry.
In South Carolina, if your gun flashed, that was considered brandishing. So they put a provision in where you can open carry if you have a concealed carry permit.
Okay, so you have licensed or permitted open carry.
Indeed.
We don't even have that, unfortunately.
Right.
But we will, because we're all, everybody in the world here, all of the gun groups, we seldom agree on everything, but we all are all in agreement that this is what we're doing. This is our number one priority. You know, I
got to stop you there because we have run out of time.
Oh, goodness. Well, to be continued.
To be continued. Lee Williams. Find his stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com, armedamericannews.com, and saf.org. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Quick hour. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Hour number two is inbound. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.